Yaakov tells Esav, you pass on and I'll catch up to you. Rashi says, what does it mean, I'll catch up to you? I'll catch up to you in the days of the Mashiach, when we will ultimately go up that mountain of Seir. On the one hand, Chazal tell us the redemption will come suddenly. As the Pasuk says in Malachi, Ufitom yavo eleicha lo ha'adon. The master that you seek will suddenly appear. The angel of the covenant will suddenly appear. So there's this description that the redemption will suddenly show up. On the other hand, the Jerusalem Talmud and Tractate Brachos tells us the way of the redemption of Israel is kima, kima, slowly, slowly. It's a process. As the Gra writes, we describe the redemption as a plant. Et tzemach David avdecha meirat tatzmiach. The plant of David should quickly grow. A plant grows, you look at it every day, you don't see a difference. You look at it over time, you leave, you come back after a month, you say, wow, look at how that plant grew. That's the redemption of Israel. When you're watching it, you don't see it. But after, over time, you suddenly say, wait a second, where were we? Where are we? Look at how we've evolved. The Pasuk says, Ki lo v'chipazon teitzeyu. We're going to learn this in a few weeks. Yeshaya says, you're not going to come out swiftly. Hashem will gather you calmly and slowly. There will be sudden revelations, says Rav Harlap, and there will be gradual revelations. And that together they lead us to Eliyahu and to Mashiach. Yaakov Avinu says, I will travel slowly until I reach your mountaintops. Avo el Adoni Seira, the last letters are Elio. He says, I will have my gradual growth till I reach the point of the revelation of Elio. So Rav Chalap says it's a dual nature of the redemption. There are moments that suddenly something happens, 6 days, and the state of Israel is changed forever, we hope. 6 day war. Wow. Who expected that? Right? And then you have process, says Rav Harlap. Yes, both natures exist in their thing.